Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, we're back. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, live today at Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Come check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. Hugh, it is awesome here. The food is awesome. The drink specials and the Sundays, including Zero Sunday, which you was not
Zero.
I was like Zorro's.
It looked like you said, I can't see. But it's a Sunday. It's no alcohol in it.
Ice cream.
But they got some good drinks, though. They got the one. What is that?
What's your favorite one on the menu here?
Well, I was told that, you know, since I'm, you know, I like you know, my liquor straight most of the time. I was told that the Bananas Foster Old Fashioned is pretty good. It's Howlerhead Banana Whiskey, because, I'm a whiskey drinker.
You are a whiskey guy.
House-made brown sugar. Vanilla simple syrup. And black walnut, what's that, bitters? Bitters garnished with banana chips. I guess the banana is the bitter. I guess it's like the bitter,
it sounds,
bitter chocolate.
It sounds good, yeah.
First up, we got
crap pepper. Who back there laughing at me? Don't be laughing at me.
Well, no, that was from the clip, Rhea in the background.
Somebody back there laughing.
It was Rhea in the clip.
Heart. Yeah, that's right.
Well, maybe we got to laugh to keep from crying here with the Eagles situation. Look, all they do is win, which is really what
no
we all care
what.
About. But this is nonsense. The A.J. Brown situation on the stream last night, calling it a bleep show here, talking about showing 11 love. The only stats he gets are on Madden, and, of course, he would drop himself or no pick him up on a fantasy team. So that's all out there. Now, where do you come down? And we're going to hear the Sirianni replay from this morning coming up in a few minutes. He was asked about the whole Brown situation and what he said. Chuck in Mount Airy up on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Giglio, what's the dealio here?
What's
Chuck,
up, man?
What's up?
Hey, listen, man. I got the unpopular decision here with this situation that's going on. You know, listen, you know, I love the Eagles just as much as anybody do. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a little cold head cold. But what I'm saying is this, right? You know, at the end of the day, this ain't no shut up and dribble type situation. You know what I mean? Without A.J. Brown, you know, help building what the Eagles have right now, we wouldn't have a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Hurts wouldn't have a Super Bowl MVP. You know what I mean? So my thing is this. I see it from all points of the situation. And do I just want the guy to win the ring this year? Yes. I also want him to be, you know, in the right headspace, man. You know, this guy contributed a lot to Philadelphia, man, since he's been here. And the way we talking about him, he's like, shut up and dribble. Shut up and deliver this. You know, these big corporations just tell you, like, the little worker don't got no voice. And I ain't with that, man. You know what I'm saying? He not happy, you know what I'm saying, with his role, and I get it. The guy has a family to feed. You know, he wants his next contract. You know what I'm saying? To be, you know, Jay's going to get all his endorsements. You know, this guy, you know, he ain't going to get none of that if everything, you know, keeps going the way that it is. You know, and I can see his frustration. He want to be a Hall of Famer. And it ain't all about just shut up and get out on the field and play for the Eagles. Shut your mouth and just help us win another Super Bowl. Like, that's just the most selfish, ignoramus, no comments that I ever heard in my life. The guy has feelings. He's a human being. And people who have feelings and are human beings, whether you're at your local job or on the football field, should be able to express those things. You know, he ain't out here TO-ing it, you know, or doing things like that and acting a fool. They're still winning. But, I mean, to get 3 receptions or 2 receptions the other night is ridiculous. He didn't even look the guy way. When I watched Jalen Hurts, he didn't look the guy way. And when it takes 2 men to come together, why can't Jalen go to the guy, too, and try to make this work? You know, I mean, why did Jalen get a pass on this? You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, he could, Chuck. And maybe, look, we don't know. Maybe he has behind the scenes. Chuck, we don't know. I mean, I'd let you go back to last year. Brandon Graham said that. Like, the two of those guys have to talk.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, you know, I'm just saying, I'm hearing a lot of people coming at AJ. You know what I'm saying? Listen, the guy felt like his season, and it is. You know what I mean? He's one of the most talented wide receivers in football. And you know, not throw the ball to the guy all game the other day, and then at the end of the game, you decide to want to go to him. You know, it's ignoramus. It's stupid, man. And all people out there who just say, just shut up and dribble, shut up and go out on the field. You know, you guys are garbage, man. Because people got feelings, man. You know what I'm saying? And people should be able to express themselves at times, man. It ain't just about the football field, man. You know what I'm saying? I love the Eagles as well as anybody. But this dude got feelings, man. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't wrong for the way he feel.
Now, so he can feel however he wants, but there's a way to express it. And Chuck, man, good phone call. He could feel all these things. He could feel anything he wants. And I'm sure he wants the football. And I think a lot of people want him to get the ball more than two times.
Mm-hmm.
There's productive ways and adult ways to go about being annoyed, right? Like, you're annoyed at work. You don't go on a stream and yell about it. You go talk to the people that are responsible for it. The head coach, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback, right? Those are the three?
Yeah.
The Twitch streamer, Janky Rando Rondo, is not the guy.
Janky John Marco?
No, that's not it. We're a guest of John Marco's restaurant. All right, before we go any further, let's hear from Nick Sirianni. He was on this morning and as part of this asked about the AJ situation. Here it was, the replay this morning of Nick Sirianni on with the morning show, and then we'll right back to all your phone calls.
The now 7-2 head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Nick, congratulations. Major victory the other day. And I got to tell you, I don't know if you think in these terms. I thought it was one of your more important regular season wins of your now 5-year tenure. Do you think in those terms, maybe not during it, but afterwards, do you reflect upon that one was really big for playoff implications, you know, and everything it represents?
You know, when we stay week to week and game to game and meeting by meeting, you don't think that way. But I do know that team is a really good football team. That's a really good football team with really good coaches and really good players all over the field. They've won at a sustained, you know, Matt's done a great job of sustaining the success there through two different quarterbacks, which, you know, my hat's off to him. And so, and we played at Lambeau Field, you know, tough place to play. And, you know, to go in there and get a win, man, those feel good. But you know, that lasts for the night. And that night was quick, and we were right back at it and getting ready for this one.
Sure are. Getting ready for in a short week for Detroit.
Quick and cold.
Nick, after the game, you know, at the post-game press conference, you stood by the 4th and 6 with 33 seconds left, you know, the decision. Sometimes coaches, upon reflection, continue to stand by a decision. Sometimes 2 or 3 days later, they'll say, could have done and should have done that one different. As you now have had a few days, do you think it was the right call in the moment or not?
I still do, guys. I do. You know, we were playing to win that football game and keep our offense out there on the field. Hey, you know what you really have to do is you have to go through the process and make your decisions off of process and make your corrections off the process. You can't be like, well, the result wasn't there. Like, because sometimes on fourth down you're going to get it, and sometimes you're not. You know, the result, you know, wasn't what we wanted, but was the process right? Absolutely, 100%. And I get it. Like, when a fourth down decision, when we make a fourth down play, you know, great. When a fourth down decision and we don't get it because, you know, for whatever reason it may be, right? I got to live with that, and it's going to be on me. And that's the job of a head coach. And I get that there'll be debate. So that's why I got to do what I think's right in that moment. And that doesn't mean you don't go back and rethink it. You do that with every, I go back through every time after every game and look at, should I have went for two in this one? Yes or no. Should I have went for it or not went for it? Fourth down on this one. We watch this every Tuesday. Yes or no. Hey, how did we play 2 minute? How do we play 4 minute? All those different things. In that moment, I thought that was the right decision. We get it. And, you know, we take a knee, or we wouldn't even have to take a knee after that because the clock would have been running still. So unless we had went out of bounds or anything like that. So that was the decision I made, and I stick by that decision. And, you know, and we'll continue to work to get better in everything that we do.
Coach, why were you saying why on the sideline? Why?
I say a lot of things on the sideline. If I have to get into everything I say after a play, man, I don't think I want to open that can of worms of like, hey, why'd you say this after that? Why'd you say that after that? You know, obviously the result, all of us were frustrated with the result. And so, you know, it didn't work right there. Like I said, though, I think the decision and the process was right.
Was that an audibilization situation where Jalen and AJ had the ability to take that and take control, and it just didn't work?
On that fourth down right there, you know, anytime we're planning a play, like a fourth down decision, so critical.
Sure.
Obviously, I'm highly in tune with the play that we're going to call in a fourth down scenario, and really all the plays, and we're doing on everything. I'm the head coach, so
yeah. I was highly in tune with punting in that scenario.
As was I.
Yes. Hey, and you probably would have been highly in tune of punting in a fourth down in the NFC Championship game. I get it. Like yeah. that happens. Like,
that's true.
I go for it a lot, and our guys succeed a lot in that moment. And you're entitled to your opinion. There's no doubt. And I know you guys need things to debate there. So, you know, but yeah, no, I knew exactly what the call was. We knew what the call was, and does Jalen have ability to do things at the line of scrimmage? Of course he does. But in that particular moment, that's what we called. And hey, the result, it didn't work, the result. So, yeah, but the process in my mind, was the right process.
So today, you know, there was news at 1:30 in the morning. I'm sure you heard a little something about it. How does it make you feel when you hear that A.J. Brown said something seemingly disparaging about your offense?
Yeah, I mean, you can, again, when there's obviously ability to debate what he meant or what he said, or, hey, why did you say why there? Like, listen, again, you go with your interactions with guys on a daily basis and not what people are, I don't want to say, you know, not what is it, not predicting, but, you know, interpret, you know, speculating or anything like that. So, you know, again, we're going to continue to try to get better on offense, you know, and we played a great game on defense. And, but we are in tune to what's going on here and the relationships that we have in here and the process that we have in here, and AJ's all in.
Nick Sirianni with us as he is every week, typically on Tuesdays, today on Wednesday, 2 days after that Monday night win. Squad now 7-2. Nick, a conundrum I feel for fans, I hear it a lot, is a lot of people think that you and Kevin, as play designers, play callers, too conservative, think that Jalen, too conservative, and yet the team almost always wins. And so congratulations and credit to you for, you know, almost always winning. But I'm curious, do you feel at times that you and Jalen at times are too conservative? That a 10-7 win, while impressive to win the game, could have been 20-7 if you play it different. Do you feel at times you're too conservative?
We could have won 40-7, and we're going to look for ways to get better. That's just the way we are. And so, you know, again, the goal is to win each and every game in that period. And we know there is, we have to do media a lot, right? And I know our guys have social media and be able to see some of this stuff. And, you know, our goal is to win every single game and not get entrapped by, you know, what other people's expectations are for us, you know? And so, you know, we do a great job of taking care of the football. And that ball is in Jalen's hands at all time. Now, I know we had the one turnover. Guy got a good punch on the football.
Yeah.
But Jalen's incredible taking care of the football. And I think we've pushed the ball down the field 20-plus yard plays at a high rate in the league too. So, you know, again, and then in moments where you run it on, you know, on the third down that you guys are referring to here, You know, those are played each every game differently, right? There was different ways that they were playing us in that game that a run was going to be just as good as a check.
I liked your explanation
of
that.
Over the top.
I liked your explanation of that, Coach. Against too deep with those weird looks at a run, at least you knew the way you wanted to block it. You're getting the ball to the same guy. Hey,
and
so
we were close.
You were close to breaking some.
I think some people forget some of the ones of the long runs that we've hit in those moments to get first. You know, for example, the one that pops to my mind right now is 3rd and 19 against Jacksonville last year at the 19-yard line. Saquon housed it. So you know some teams in those scenarios, you know, and we have these plays in every once in a while. Do a screen, and then some plays in those areas they do something where they run everybody off and start to block them, and they dump it to the back on a little, you know, escort play or however you want to say that, and so those are all different ways that you go. But I think when you look at it, it's like, well, they ran. Well, those are similar to runs too, and a check down is similar to a run. So hey, I get it though. Like we understand that there's always going to be debate, and that's why you have to. And that's why me as a head coach or coaches, you know, we have to do in the moment what we think's right to win the football game, period, because we know there, you know, we throw it down the field and something happens there. It's an incomplete pass or we're bunting back up. That's going to be debated too. Hey, it's the job we signed up for. And it's the job that we love. We understand there'll be debate.
It's just so different. My teams that I played for, our coaches, when we would get into 2-minute offense at the end of every half, it was get out of bounds. We got to stop the clock. We got to get downfield with the pass and score points, any amount of points. And when you guys don't do that, it feels like squandered time, squandered opportunity. Like we're not getting everything out of the offense that we could.
Sure. I can tell you this. At the end of halves, unless the time is limited, we're always going to try to score. We're always, always trying to go to score. And I think that if you look back at the history of us being here in 2 minutes, you would see that. That doesn't mean that when you don't get a couple – you don't get meaningful – because this happened a couple times this year that – you know, we're on our way to go try to score. The drive doesn't start right. And then you're like, okay, well, now it's time to do this. Like, you got to look at
then it's ejection seat on the drive.
Yeah. You got to look at the whole picture and not just say, hey, well, they ran it on this one right here. Well, we ran it on that one in this game for a reason, right? We didn't have a chance. We didn't feel like we had a chance to score anymore. We didn't want to have to punt in that scenario. Mm-hmm. So we ran our play where we throw it up and throw it out of bounds to waste the time, which is really good execution by our guys, so we didn't have to punt. But we always, make no mistake about it, in a 2-minute drill, we're always going down there to try to score, and unless there's something that tells us, you know, not to with the time remaining, or you know, where it's not going the right way, and you do concede at one point.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Nick, let's talk about your defense. I mean, they were the star of stars the other night. So I know you're careful in comparisons to last year. I get it. But do you feel that your defense now with new players and guys back from injury and Jalen Carter playing better, do you feel as a coach that, hey, I might have a defense now that's comparable to last year for the remainder of this season?
You know, again, yeah, like you said, I'm not going to get into that or, you know, this looks like that. I know that rush and that D-line were humming on Monday night, weren't they?
Yeah.
That was fun to watch.
Man, great.
That was fun to watch. And, you know, the energy that they brought, you know, Jalen Phillips, you know, has a great energy out there and a great relentlessness out there. And the whole D-line as a whole, getting BG back, man, celebrating with BG on the sideline is one of my favorite things to do. He has got so much energy. And Nolan back, and Jalen's playing really well. And Jalen Carter, you know, playing his ass off in that game. And Morrow, you know, I know everyone saw the clip of Morrow talking about what preparation. That
inside zone right here, right here, inside zone.
Isn't that awesome? You know,
that's
so
amazing. And it was. And you stopped him.
And it was. And it was, yeah. We got that, you know, we talked about that all week is that, you know, because that back's a really good player.
He's offset that.
Yeah, and he's a really good player. So to be able to stop his feet and make him change, you know, so he can't just hit a hole was huge. And then to get that knockback by, you know, Jalen Carter and Jalen Phillips on the opposite side, to really squander that play. And then and then you just saw the relentless effort of our defense. You know, Reed Blankenship comes down from the safety spot, and he meets the guy. You know, I think he was the one who caused the fumble as I looked at the TV copy. And then he recovers it, and so we just had so many guys to the ball. It was fun. It was fun watching.
You guys smack people
all around. Yeah, they were physicality of that game. We knew was going to be big, and our guys answered the bell.
Hey Nick, congrats not only on a big win, but if we can now call this the first half of the year, I don't even know what the first half is anymore. Halftime of the last game.
I guess it would have been right at halftime. Would have been the first half, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, actually, then your record would be 6-2-1.
Yeah,
because you were tied.
Yeah, it was 0-0 at half. Right. That's right.
Nick, all jokes aside, congratulations not only on a big win, but a 7-2 record through a tough schedule is certainly something. Good luck versus Detroit. It's another great, intriguing matchup. And we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Nick.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
you got
coach.
Him. There he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
All right, there it was this morning. Nick Sirianni on with the morning show. Here, there was some good stuff in there. Right? Richie asking him, why did he say why?
Reporter John Richie.
John Richie trying to get to the bottom
back
of things.
For that Jair thing.
Right? Asking about the AJ stuff, of course. Yeah. Nick didn't sound super happy when the phone call happened.
No, he's
when
like, Lord have mercy, I got to deal with this.
You know why? Because he saw what his wide receiver was saying overnight.
Ooh, that was a rough one.
Yeah, and that's why we should not be okay with this, and we should be tired of it. I'm tired of it.
But you're tired of it, but you got to deal with it.
So. I don't.
I mean, we do.
Well, I could yell about it. But
yeah, we're going to do that regardless.
That's absolutely right. 215-592-9494. That's how you hopper. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. And after a week off for the bye week, you know what's back? The world famous QB power rankings. Top 10 quarterbacks in pro football as of right now. Last time we did this, you had Stu Puntley on your list?
Yes, I did.
Who may never start a game in the league?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, wait till you see this.
Oh, jeez. All right, Hughes quarterback list. I'll have mine as well. Top 10 quarterbacks in pro football as we enter week 11. And all your phone calls. We'll get back to the phone calls as well as we fire Hugh Douglas. 215-592-9494. We're live from Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's on Sports Radio 94. WIP FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points to rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now, it's a perfect time to join. New customers get $150 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jared Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Jill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494, live at Klondike Kate's. This place is filling up here. It's one of
nice
our favorite places.
Yeah.
Well, they're here for the sleigh bar, here to watch the show, and, of course, the pop-up Christmas sleigh bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. They were telling us on one of the breaks that they close all day Monday to get this place ready.
Yeah, it's nice, man. They even hung ornaments and stuff on the windows outside the building.
It feels super festive in here.
Yeah, it does.
It feels
really
like
nice.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Is it warming your Grinch-like heart?
It's nice here.
Yeah. See, I knew.
But when I leave, I'm going to go back to what I, you know.
To being anti-Christmas?
Yeah, I'm going to be anti-Christmas. I'm going to go back to yelling, let's Thanksgiving have his day.
Yeah, so that works you up. But A.J. Brown put himself above the team. Make him a plate or whatever you're saying and let him be.
Well, because here's the thing, Joe. Mm-hmm. You have to step back from the situation. And just like I gave an analogy this morning about Big Boy and Outkast,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And if Big Boy's not complaining, why are we complaining? Like, they're closer to the situation. Nobody inside that organization has complained once about AJ's antics.
But doesn't mean they're not frustrated.
Well,
I mean,
okay, but
they can, grown up, if I yell at you and you calmly talk back, it doesn't mean you're not upset that I yelled. You just took the high road.
Only person that came close to having an issue with it was BG. Think about that for a minute.
He's been speaking for everybody else.
Kyle, listen to what I'm saying. Okay, you know when? Okay, example. When Vic Fangio fell out with those guys in Miami.
Yeah.
Everybody and their mama had something to say about Vic, and like, it was anonymous, but they had something to say about it, right?
But what?
Like,
how does it behoove the Eagles players to go anonymous and say AJ's annoying us?
Well, I you know what? A lot of times in situations like this, and I'm just playing devil's advocate because I don't know, but the fact that only one person is saying something and nobody else is saying anything. Smitty was upset. Smitty, he just doesn't say it. That's not his demeanor.
Right, right.
But
because he's a pro.
Yeah, but a lot of guys might feel like AJ has a legitimate gripe. And they just don't say anything.
They might, but I don't care. Like the amount of people that care that AJ wants the ball more, who cares if they're winning football games?
I think it's more than that. I really do.
But I know, but from my perspective, like, and why am I supposed to care that he's upset?
But here's the thing, though.
Don't have me on your fantasy team. Dude, you get
$32
million a season, and you're on a team that has lost three total games in a year and a half, and I'm supposed to have empathy?
But, yeah, and we're it's funny how we absolve Jalen from his comments. And
didn't he handle it in a more grown up way?
Well, I think he could have handled it better. I mean, if you're talking about
him to lie,
people lie every day.
No, but
about how they feel.
I don't think Jalen said anything wrong.
Hey, he's a good player. He's here.
But what do you want?
What does that feel, Joe? How you feel about Joe Giglio, Hugh? Hey. He's my co-host.
He's here,
and he does the show.
But isn't that more?
Right, seems,
isn't that more respectful than saying,
"Yeah,
he's annoying"?
Yeah, okay, Joe. As long as we've been working together,
yep.
If I described you in that way, would you ask, "Hey, is there a problem?"
Yes, I would ask you. I wouldn't take it.
Joe would
public.
Tweet it.
Joe would tweet. No, we talk about it on the show. We would talk about it, but I would never. That's the thing.
Well,
I would never do that, even with the co-host.
Right, but you're not Jalen, and I'm certainly not AJ. Right, like we first of all, we get along.
Yeah, we
second,
do.
We wouldn't do that to each other.
No, we wouldn't. But this is what I'm trying to get you guys to see. This has been going on for a while, right?
Yeah, well, obviously.
And they won a Super Bowl by dealing with this. They've been dealing with this malcontent for years. He's been a malcontent for a while.
Yes,
and we're 6-2.
It does seem to be getting a little bit louder.
It started as
sideline outbursts, right? That's when he first got here. He would yell on the sideline. Then the book. Now we've gone to social media. Now we're going to Twitch. I mean, it's been a lot. Look,
man, listen, it's one. Like, I have friends of mine that I love them to death, but I know that when they start drinking that brown liquor, we on the clock. You know what I mean? Like, when you know they start drinking that brown, Joe, you're like, damn, okay. We got about, like,
how did you? Was there brown liquor involved last night on Twitch?
No, it wasn't. I'm just saying.
I need some brown liquor after the show.
Aren't those the kind of people you hang around, like, in doses?
They're still family.
Not around all the time.
They're still family.
Right.
And when they're family, you be like, hey.
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
Might need to pull that back. Hey, yeah. He on that brown. Hey. You had paced them shots.
But again, AJ Brown, AJ Brown's not married to this situation. The Eagles aren't married to AJ Brown.
Is.
No, he's not. He's under contract.
He's a captain. Nope. He's captain.
No, Hugh, guess what? If he requests a trade this offseason, you know what's going to happen? He's not an Eagle anymore. But well, like,
okay, in the offseason. He's going to still be family, though. They're going to bring him back.
Oh, yeah?
Come back for
oh, yeah. Eagles fans are going to love him if he requests a trade, man. Are you out of your mind?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Rich Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When he come back for the Eagle Hall of Fame and the reunion stuff, yeah, he's gonna come back.
Yeah,
it's gonna be water under the bridge.
That's right. Yep.
It takes a while for the water to form under the bridge. Honestly. The bridge is formed first.
Well, like, why are we doing the Outcast thing and all these other analogies when we have Hugh Douglas here with us, who's the messiest one out of all of us?
I want to try and relate
it to you, because you tell us all the time, right? I'm not airing you out. You say this publicly. I'm going to get called in the boss's office again for tweeting this and that. Isn't keeping it in house the more appropriate thing to do? Why our bosses tell us to do these things. Like, we talk about people who annoy us, whether they're around here or whether they're, you know, the other people that we hear from, right? But you know what? You know what we're instructed to do, because it's the most professional thing to do, is to just take the high road.
Keep it
between us. That's what we do.
First of all,
it's the same thing.
I don't talk bad about my coworkers.
No. I'm not saying.
Except for Ross the other day.
Right. Exactly. See. But like anybody that we talk about, like that's in public or whatever, that annoys us.
Like, I talk about people I don't know, though.
We're instructed.
That's different. I'll do that.
Right, but it's smart. It's the prudent thing to do, to not tweet about it, take it public.
I guess we'll go back to the phone. I believe you're
taking it up right up to the line.
I
get in trouble.
My point is, this guy is a captain of the team. He's supposed to be a leader on the team.
Yes.
And he puts himself above the team, and I'm tired of it. That's it. Like, I'm tired of it.
I hear you, but he's
Kyle made a good point earlier. Devontae Smith's a hell of a receiver. Only had 800 yards last year. I didn't see any of this.
Super Bowl.
Right, but
so
he's not
did
A.J.
Brown.
No, but here's
and he
the
went
thing.
To Instagram like, immediately after.
No, but here's the thing. Ew. His perspective is different. I'm not.
Why? Why is his perspective different?
Because
he's a pro, and the other. Can I just say this? I have never seen a sports town twist herself in a pretzel like this one over this player. I think it's PTSD from all the years of having crappy wide receivers that we are terrified of losing one.
Mm-mm.
It is.
I don't think that's what it is.
I think it is, because there is no – this guy has told us in every way possible for a long time, I am above the team. I matter more than the team. He says it all the time, as clear as day. I'm trying not to scream as people eat their lunch. He says it all the time. Any other player says this in Philadelphia, we want them out. With this player, it's like, oh, Joe, leave him alone. He has feelings. I don't care.
It's not like you're making fun of Chuck.
Well, Chuck was saying it. But, like, he's not the only one.
Okay, that was mess. Okay, Kyle, to your point, that was mess.
Let me finish. He said it after the Super Bowl. He said it the other night, in a way. Like, he says the same thing all the time. This is actually the easiest thing to unpack. Oh, is it him and Jalen? Is there something else involved? He wants the football. He wants the ball. He matters more than the team in his mind. His stats are what drive him. Not the winning. Why are we okay with this? Imagine if Bryce Harper came out and said, I'd rather go 4-for-4 than win a World Series. We would crush him. If Schwarber did it, if Embiid, who kind of acts like this sometimes, the way he plays the game, but he's never said it like that. If he said it, we would crush him. But A.J. Brown, God. Blame Jalen. Blame Petullo. Blame Sirianni. Blame the Twitch streamer, Janky Rando James, whatever his name is. Blame them all. Blame Chilio.
Bryce is kind of acting like AJ because
he's never said that.
He's about to get some more bread though.
He's never said
he's going to get
more mad at the perception that Bryce wants more money than the reality that AJ Brown said he cares more about himself.
You know what it is, Joe. You know what it is, to be totally honest. I hear what you're saying, but there's a reason why AJ is getting all of this grace. That's a fact.
Why?
Because I feel like some people in the organization feel the same way that he does. Think about this, Joe. In the last couple of weeks, and let's use the measuring stick of win and losses as the measuring. Out of all the stuff that he's tweeted, how has it affected this team negatively? It hasn't.
What? Well, they're all getting asked about it every day now.
Calm down.
He means in wins and losses.
I'm getting so frustrated
with
this.
But listen to what I'm saying, because I'm trying to simplify it for you. In the realm that I just left it in, and like, because he's been tweeting for the last 7 weeks. He's been
for
tweeting
for
3 years. But okay, I give you 3 years. How has it affected the team? Seriously.
Well, you mean in terms of wins and losses?
Yes.
Nothing affects in wins and losses.
Okay.
They win every game.
Okay.
For now.
Okay.
But you know what it's like? You ever
sound like LJ? Okay.
You keep walking across thin ice. Eventually, that ice is going to break.
I'm saying, but it hasn't.
Right. So we'll get mad when the ice breaks.
When
he doesn't run a route and Jalen throws a pick because he cuts the route off. Then you know what I want? Here's what we're going
to
do. I'm losing it.
He's about to stand up.
I'm not going to stand up in the restaurant.
I just.
But wait. The scenario I painted earlier, he cuts a route off because he's frustrated. He doesn't think the ball's coming, and it's an interception in the NFC Championship game. I want every person that told me this isn't a big deal to say, I'm a fool. Like, you can't keep saying this isn't a big deal when you recognize his play matters.
See, but
and his attitude matters.
Here's the thing, Joe, and this is where I think the gray area is. Because we even had somebody that played a position sat here the other day and said, yeah, maybe it's a little bit of that, but it's also Jalen.
I know. Jalen's plays part of it. I know. But he's the quarterback.
And Joe, all of this we have going on, all of this tweeting and negativity, we are 7-2 and sitting atop of the NFC.
Well,
at the end of the day, listen, I know we're all upset, and I know Kyle's about to yell at me as soon as I say
You know
this.
What I need?
But the bottom line is this.
Can we go back to the phones?
As dysfunctional as we are, we're at 7-2, and we're dealing with the crazy sibling or the significant other, whatever you want to call it.
I thought it was the uncle.
Well, whatever you want this situation to be, we are 7-2. Give that man his plate and his grape soda and let him sit in the corner and act the fool.
No, he's way too annoying. He's a pain in the ass. And I thought the Harper one was a really good analogy. If the Phillies had won the World Series and Harper's hitting three, and after he goes on Instagram, he's like, I want to be getting more at-bats. Put me at leadoff. We'd all be like, excuse me? What are you talking about? And then the next year.
No, I'll say what Harper then really asked, then the next asked
year,
for some money.
No, then the he next year they start. Money. Even that. He asked for more money after not performing. And we were all like, what are you talking about, dude? So, and then the next season after they win the World Series, they go 20-5. Harper's still pissed off because he's batting three.
Harper about to get some more money, dog. I'm just completely
deflecting off the point.
No, I'm not. I'm just letting you know.
You are. No, like, because you know it would be ridiculous.
People would get destroyed,
and rightfully so.
People that defend AJ Brown, I just want to know, like, how are you okay with this? Let's go to Pete. I'm losing it. Pete, what's up, man? Help me out.
You done with me?
Hey, how you doing,
guys?
Yeah, so I got a couple points to make. I'm fighting a bad cold, but I agree with you, Joe. This is a major distraction that we don't need, and you don't hear Devontae saying anything. You don't hear Barkley saying anything. They're not getting the game. Like, Barkley's not having the year he had last year, and he's not saying anything. It's all about winning. AJ's not acting like a captain.
If you talk about chess,
there's a lot of pieces, and a pawn is just as important as any of them.
Can I ask you a question, sir? Pete, how has it affected the Eagles? And what way has this affected the Eagles?
Again, like you guys are saying, they're always asked about it. I mean, you go to a press conference and you got to hear about AJ. You're not hearing about other people's. I hate that.
And they handled it impeccably.
Well, and Pete, good phone call, man. But Hugh, to say that But that's like saying if Jalen throws six interceptions and they win, how is it affecting the Eagles? They won. It's not good.
Well, this
it's
is bottom line business.
No, I know, right. But we would sit here and say he didn't play well. I'm just using that example. We're going to get to our quarterback power rankings as if Hugh Douglas hasn't ruffled enough feathers today. Top 10 QBs to pro football right now. He brought up a point. I think it's a good one. Because you said today, and Jason said yesterday, I think anyone with eyes would say, part of the issue AJ has is maybe he is open sometimes, Jalen doesn't see him, right?
Yes.
So he's got a leg to stand on. What has the offensive line said all year? They keep missing blocks, right?
Yes.
Saquon Barkley has had nothing close to the year he had last year.
Mm-mm.
Saquon Barkley is just as justified, if he wants to hop on a stream in the middle of the night, to say, don't have me on your fantasy team. If they were blocking better, I'd have more yards. It's the same exact thing. It's the same thing, but he doesn't do that.
You know why?
Why?
Because he played for the Giants.
The point is, he's grown up. Could you imagine Saquon ever saying it, even if it's true?
You know what, Joe?
No, you can't.
I'm about to push back a little bit. Nobody that plays professional sports is considered a grown up.
No, but
they're all kind of childish.
Right, but they.
But some guys handle it better.
Yeah, some are more mature than others.
Right. So
some of them handle it better than others.
Right.
Yeah, because they're mature.
You might not like the way AJ's handling this.
Mm-mm. I don't.
But it has not affected the bottom line for the Eagles. And the bottom line is to win football.
But is it not? Do you think it's not affecting the offense?
I think it is.
The offense stinks.
I think the second half of Tampa Bay was still winning. Right.
Right. Until when? Don't we always talk about how sustainable these things are?
We can be realistic. But let's be realistic. It's been like this for 3 years. How many Super Bowls had they been to in 3 years?
Well, I would say
the offense was really good.
It wasn't like this when he first got here.
He had like 1,400 yards the first year.
He'd been here for five. I gave you three.
Right,
I wouldn't say the first
Super Bowl appearance, he was not upset. He was the focal point of the offense.
He had 1,400 yards.
You know what this traces back to?
Saquon.
Well, when Jalen got the money, he started acting brave.
Sure, okay.
But the bottom line is this. However dysfunctional this team is over there and whatever's going on, it has not affected the bottom line yet.
Not yet. Yet.
Yet. But, Kyle, and it don't look like it's going to.
Oh, I disagree.
It don't look like it's going to.
You know what? As if you haven't disappointed me enough today, can I hear your top 10 quarterbacks?
Do you want to hear it right now?
Yes, your top 10 quarterbacks.
Well, I always got to go first.
Because I – just go ahead.
Okay.
Because I got to clean it up, whatever you
– Okay, now – As I say every week that
here
y'all don't get.
Here we go.
This is my quarterback list.
We know that.
Here we go.
And this is my list that I compile on a week-to-week basis. On a week-to-week, I can't even say. On a week-to-week basis. Mm-hmm. So, back up off me in my comments. I don't need you DMing me, calling me mean and hurtful names and nothing like that.
By the way, Max is clipping this entire thing.
I'm just saying, I don't need none of that from none of y'all. All right, y'all ready? You want me to go from front to back or?
How you want to do it? 1 to 10 or what?
You want me to do 1 to 10? 10 to 1?
10 to 1.
10 to 1?
10 to 1.
Okay. At number 10, we have Caleb Williams.
It's been better.
Okay. At number 9, we got Drake May.
9.
Number 8, Jalen Hurts. Number 7, Josh Allen. Number 6, Daniel Jones. Number 5, Baker Mayfield. This is where it gets interesting, people. You ready?
All right.
Number 4, we got Sam Darnold. Number 3, Matt Stafford.
Okay.
Number 2, Tyler Shaw.
No.
And number 1, leave me alone. No. Number 1, got Jared Goff. What? Shaw.
No, it's Shuck. Wait a minute, Tyler Shuck.
Shuck. Tyler Shaw. It's spelled S-H-O-U-G-H.
It's Shuck.
Shaw. Shaw.
So there's a couple.
How's it Shuck? And where's the C in the K?
It's a weird spelling. The bottom line is Tyler Shuck belongs nowhere near a top 10 quarterback.
He had
a good game against the Panthers.
He had two tutties.
I saw.
And he had a QB rating of 128.
I had the Panthers in Survivor. You just rub this in as I lose that entry? Thank you.
Why?
Thank you. Why? Because I watched that whole game. It was torture. It was torture.
Hey, listen. Again, why y'all starting to tweet me and call me crazy? This is my list.
You were doing what?
I stand by it.
All right, so there's a couple things before I get to my list that I have to unpack from Hughes. We're ignoring the elephant in the room that Daniel Jones has 10 turnovers since you said he was the MVP last time we were here. Okay, that happened. Also, I'm sure Kyle picked up on this. Detroit Douglas putting Goff one the week we're about to play the Lions is quite a move.
I mean, that is
quite a move.
No, I'm just saying. I go by QBR. Go by QBR. He had a hell of a game.
All right, can I give you
this? He threw for five touchdowns.
Oh, you know I respect Goff. Goff's a good player. All right, let's here are the top 10 quarterbacks in pro football through 10 weeks of the season. Number 10 is Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts at number 10. And look, he's not coming off his best game. Body of work, though, last month has been very good. And I knocked out Daniel Jones. He's been in my top 10 all year. Daniel Jones got knocked out.
Okay.
Jordan Love got knocked out after that performance. Baker's out. Baker's had some shaky performances of late. But here's what I have top 10. Hurts at number 10. Number 9, Justin Herbert. He's carrying a team with a bad offensive line right now. Number 8, Dak Prescott.
Dakota.
Number 7, Jared Goff. Number 6, Josh Allen. Josh is falling a little bit. You and I have him in similar place. He has not played as well. Number 5, Lamar's back in. Lamar plays, the Ravens win. That's usually how it works. Number 4, Patrick Mahomes. 3, Sam Darnold. People don't buy the Darnold thing. He's playing.
Yeah, we got him. I got him at 4.
I mean, his numbers are off the charts. Number 2 is Drake May. He might win the MVP of the league this year. He's been unbelievable.
Oh, that's why you poo-pooed that. I had him at
there's a little low. And number 1 is Matthew Stafford. Stafford's last 6 games, 20 touchdowns, no picks. My goodness. He has been on a heater. So it's Hurts, Herbert, Dak, Goff, Allen, Lamar, Mahomes, Darnold, May, and Stafford. Tyler Shuck at number 2.
Chow.
It's not Chow.
No.
How's it spelled, Joe?
Tyler Shaw actually might have a better chance of being the number 2 quarterback in pro football.
S-H-O-U-G-H. Where's the C and the K?
Are you
trying to tell him how his name's?
Somebody need to go slap his parents and ask them what the hell y'all doing.
I don't know if it was up to his parents.
It was his dad.
Names go back a very long time.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
It might not be his dad.
What are we doing?
It might predate his dad. Let's go to OG Wade, who's up on WIP. Hey, OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, we're trying to get by here. AJ stuff's driving me crazy. What do you got? What do you think?
Hey, big dog, just so you know, the comparison of this AJ thing is Teddy telling you to call him Mr. Teddy. So that's the difference. So when you're doing your little comparisons to, you know what I mean, to AJ and Jalen and how the things is going on, that's how it looks right now. You know what I'm saying? It's infuriating in this way, right? Now, I know Chuck, I don't know what the hell Chuck's on. Chuck all up here talking about feelings, but when you get paid $32 million,
beef, huh? They got beef.
Yeah, your feelings, you check them feelings once you sign that contract. Secondly, I could see if there was a receiver or a player on this football team offensively that was getting so much more. You know what I'm saying? When they signed AJ, they signed him at right before the draft, letting him know if this is where you want to be at, because if not, we can draft the receiver. He signed on to this offense. AJ is upset. He doesn't like Jalen. That's clear. And he doesn't like the offense that the Eagles
Jalen
are running.
Or doesn't like him.
Well, that's mutual, yeah. I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just not a good marriage. It's over. The marriage is over. So it's like.
But what about the kids? What about the children?
You just got to get them on a weekend. You got to take turns. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, and when you say, is it hurting the team? No, it's not hurting, but it's impeding the progress of the offense being able to elevate. I think that if you look at how Jalen and how excited he was when AJ set out that game, I've never in my life seen Jalen that excited to play football.
You know what I'm saying?
And he was excited. He was. They had handshakes all in the end zone with Dallas Goedert. He all on the side, and then you overheard him on the sideline saying, "Man, I let that go one ear and out the other." You know what I'm saying? You got AJ sitting over there with a towel on his head, like he part of the Klan or some damn thing. You know what I'm saying? But and let's not get this mixed up. AJ know exactly what he's doing right now. Where AJ is, he's at a crossroads because he actually thought the Eagles couldn't win without him. Now that they've proven that they can win without him and that they don't need him, Oh, it's all hell. He's shooting all guns now.
Well, OG, it might be. I mean, that one, because that changed the equation, because we all saw it. OG appreciated the phone call. We saw it. Now, I know it was against a bad team, but they played well without him. All right, 215-592-9494 for this segment, of course, is brought to you by McGurk's Pub. If you're looking for a spot to watch the game, make it McGurk's. We've been all the McGurk's locations. They have awesome food and the perfect game day atmosphere. All right, coming up, Elliot Shore Parks. We'll get to all your phone calls. I'm excited for Elliot's take on all this. And I believe Elliott's one of the three people in America defending Nick Sirianni's decision to go for the fourth down. We'll get into that and look ahead to a huge game on Sunday against the Lions. That's all coming up. Midday show live from Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've been cooking up game day recipes all season long. Now it's time to take Hatfield Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage to the Thanksgiving table. You can elevate your stuffing with this savory side dish that steals the spotlight. Or you can whip up a breakfast casserole that is so good your family will be full and smiling all day long until y'all have to eat dinner. Find Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.